Stealing the Mystic Lamb, the true story of the world's most coveted masterpiece. By Noah Charney. Narrated by John Allen Nelson. Copyright 2010 by Noah Charney. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Public Affairs, a member of the Perseus Books Group, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. The Wolves and the Lamb. They found him in a whitewashed cottage nestled in a dark German forest. Hermann Bunyes was an art expert who had been an SS officer until he deserted the Nazi army. Gaunt and pale, Bunyes was hiding from three antagonists: the Allies, the Nazi army, and the German people, who feared and hated the SS to such an extent that his greatest worry was falling victim to their vigilante justice. Captain Posey and Private Kirstein surveyed the small refuge where Bunyes lived with his young wife and baby. Though the front line raged mere kilometers away, the cottage was a tranquil contrast to the chaotic final months of the Second World War. It was full of flowers and art history books. Photographs were pinned to the walls, black-and-white prints of French Gothic art and architecture: Notre-Dame de Paris, Cluny, Saint-Chapelle, Chartres. Posey and Kirstein, American officers of the Monuments and Fine Arts Division, a group of art historians, architects, and archaeologists charged with protecting art and monuments in conflict zones, were war zone art detectives. They were assigned to General George Patton's Allied Third Army, gathering clues as to the whereabouts of stolen art. Since the start of the war, they had heard rumors of the wholesale looting of artwork from Nazi-occupied territories. It was clear that thousands of works of art had been seized by Nazi troops, but they did not know whether...